Well, have you ever let go of a balloon and watched it float away or released a few dozen balloons for a celebration? In Queen Anne's County, Maryland, intentional releases of non-biodegradable helium balloons are now illegal. Anyone who deliberately violates the ordinance can be fined up to $250. At least five states already have laws restricting balloon releases, but Maryland is not one of them. Joining me now is Queen Anne's County Commissioner Chris Corcorino, who proposed the ban in his county. Commissioner, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell me about this bill that just passed there in Queen Anne's County, Maryland. What does it do, and why did you want to do this?
So I was contacted by one of our local environmental groups. There were balloons being found everywhere. We had on one particular farm, they were finding balloons that were released, and there's a tag in it that said, "We sent these from Ohio. Give us a call if you find it." Hmm. Another farm, they found balloons that were released at the Indianapolis 500. And these pose a threat not just to the environment because they're non-biodegradable, but they get in the waterways and birds and other animals can get ensnared in them and they can't get free. They land in farms and they can spook animals. If they land in farms that are not being used for livestock but just for crop rotation, the farmers have to get out of their tractors. They got to move the balloons. And so they suggested that, well, we as a county can do something. We can say, we're not going to allow these mass release of balloons in our county. Now, granted, a lot of the balloons that we're finding in our county are probably released somewhere else.
Right.
But what we can do is we can say, send out a signal that we're going to be good neighbors to our neighbors and hope that others will follow along. Releasing balloons off into the air, when I was a kid, we used to do that as a fundraiser at my elementary school. And it looks majestic. You watch them going up into the air. But they don't go into space. They do land back somewhere else. And they're not biodegradable. So they land in somebody else's yard.
Now, last year, researchers in Virginia released a study showing that they had collected more than 11,000 pieces of balloon debris on uninhabited beaches between 2013 and 2017. So obviously, more examples of what you're talking about there. But the executive director of the Balloon Council, Lorna O'Hara, told the Washington Post, it's not the product that harms the environment, it's the misuse that does, and that there's a slippery slope from balloon release bans to balloon bans. What do you say to that?
Well, so I don't think it is a slippery slope because in our county, we're not saying you can't have balloons. I tell people if you want to have balloons at your kid's birthday party or you want to have them at a wedding, get them, tie them securely, and then dispose of them properly when you're done. And we actually specifically put into the bill that the unintentional or sort of negligent release was not going to be punished. So if you're at the carnival and your kid gets a helium balloon and they have slippery fingers and that balloon gets off in the atmosphere, nothing's going to happen to you. Nothing's going to happen to your kid. That's not the kind of behavior that we're targeting. But you do have some weddings and funerals, graduations where people want to release hundreds of balloons into the air. And that's sort of the behavior that we're looking to curb.
What do you say to people who look at this and see it in the same way that they see bans on plastic straws, which is kind of the same issue that you're talking about here, which is that this plastic is not biodegradable. Often it ends up in the oceans or on beaches. But President Trump is out there, you know, giving away or selling plastic straws as a campaign tool because there are a lot of Americans who see that and say, well, why shouldn't I be able to have a plastic straw if I want one? What do you say to people who see this in the same category as that?
Yeah, and people have raised that with me, and I try to explain to them there is a distinct difference here. We're targeting different types of behavior, right? So people aren't releasing plastic straws, right? They're not throwing them into the water on purpose. People are being negligent about them, and the discussion as to whether or not we should have plastic straws or another type of straw, that's not something at the county level that we really get into. But the balloons, this is intentionally releasing it, right? You're intentionally trying to put this into the environment, and then it goes to somebody else's property. So I look at it's more of we're looking at a more specific type of behavior rather than the product itself.
How would you enforce this? Because presumably you wouldn't notice the problem until long after the balloon has been released.
Right. So I had put the idea we could get a secret drone squad out there, but that was shot down by everybody else. So I don't think we're going to get that. The main enforcement mechanism, particularly in Queen Anne's County, is the vast majority of the citizens follow the law. So if you have the law on the books, it's going to be followed. And that's your enforcement mechanism. Could someone go out and get a whole bunch of balloons and go in the middle of a field and release them and never get caught? Sure. We have a lot of wedding venues in our county. So now that this law is there, they know that if a wedding party comes and they want to do a balloon balloon release, they can say, well, here in the county, we can't do that. Here are some other things we could do instead that are not harmful to the environment. And then they can explain why we have this ordinance. And when we explain this to people, they say, oh, you know what? That makes sense. I hadn't thought about that. Is this going to save the world? No. And we're not saying that it is. But it's a little thing that we can do to curb a behavior that's unnecessary.
That is Chris Corcorino, who's a member of the Board of Commissioners in Queen Anne's County, Maryland, which just passed a ban on intentionally releasing balloons. Commissioner, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your interest in Queen Anne's County.